Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. As we all settle into watching the new season of The Crown on Sunday, Newsweek shares that Prince Charles told Princess Diana he didn't love her the night before their royal wedding, according to a new documentary. The Prince of Wales did not want to go into the wedding on a false premise and wanted to square it with his future wife before tying the knot, according to a confidant. Astrologer Penny Thornton spoke to the princess regularly from 1981 and made the claim to an ITV documentary, The Diana Interview, Revenge of a Princess. Thornton said, "One of the most shocking things that Diana told me was that the night before the wedding, Charles told her that he didn't love her. I think Charles didn't want to go into the wedding on a false premise. He wanted to square it with her, and it was devastating for Diana. She didn't want to go through with the wedding at that point. She thought about not attending the wedding." In that ITV documentary, close friend Dr. James Colthurst describes Diana's anger at her treatment and how he helped her get her story out. "I remember she was becoming more and more incensed by what was going on and the fact that the whole organization, as she saw it, was helping to support the relationship between Camilla and Prince Charles. She would have moments of extreme anger and wanting to bash the mattress with a tennis racket and that kind of thing. And I said, well, I think there are ways of lancing the abscess." Charles sounded the alarm about the climate emergency while speaking at the Green Horizon Summit. "I'm afraid we are literally at the last step and there's a real urgency for action. We know now what we have to do to rescue the situation rather than going on talking about it. Achieving a sustainable future is the growth story of our time and can, in fact, fuel our post-pandemic recovery in a way that benefits people's lives and livelihoods and nature's own economy and pays dividends for decades to come. But the window for action is rapidly closing." Website scmp.com has an article titled "Prince Charles, 10 Things the Crown Won't Tell You About the British Royal Heir." We took the clickbait and found that, well, actually, we do know some of these things. We know of Charles's love for the environment and calls for sustainability, but honestly are less familiar with his opinions on architecture. In 1984, on the 150th anniversary of the Royal Institute of British Architects, he famously described London's National Gallery extension as a monstrous carbuncle on the face of a much-loved and elegant friend. Charles dislikes the glass stumps and concrete towers of modern buildings. "So what do you do about it if you are the Prince of Wales?" asks the website. "Build your own village, of course." The village of Poundbury was built on land owned by the Prince under the Duchy of Cornwall, in line with his philosophy on architecture and environmental issues. The Atlantic writes, early in its fourth season, "The Crown finds Britain at a low. It's 1982 and the so-called winter of discontent still lingers over the country as unemployment numbers soar and a war brews with the Falklands. But inside Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth II, played by Olivia Colman, has a more personal catastrophe on her mind. She's not sure which of her four children is her favourite." In its sharp and splashy fourth season, the show finally criticizes Elizabeth for her ignorance, characterizing her as a ruler whose stubborn devotion to tradition makes her and her family out-of-touch fools, caught off guard by change. Yes, fools. Throughout season four, The Crown ridicules the royals, mocking their entitlement. The new season of The Crown debuts Sunday on Netflix. And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.